Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. I'm Campbell. It is great to have you here with us today. Today we are going to be discussing a pretty interesting topic. It's one topic that is close to my heart. So we are going to be studying our parenting article for the month of June. And we're going to be talking about dads. And as a father of two beautiful daughters myself, it matters a lot to me about being a good dad. I want to be a good dad. All right, but before we get into our article, let me introduce my friends here in the studio with me. We have Albert. Hi, Albert.
Hi, everyone. It is so good to be here. I'm looking forward to learning things about parenting and being a dad from Campbell. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not a dad yet.
Not yet.
But you do have a dad.
I do have a dad.
Yeah, and how's your relationship with your dad?
I think, you know, the love is there, but it's, my dad is a typical stoic father, you know, the one that does not express his emotions a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm okay with that. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, there are different philosophies of what it means to be a good dad, right?
Right.
So we'll be discussing that today. And we have Lois here. Now, Lois, you aren't a dad.
No.
But you are married to a dad.
I'm married to a dad, and I also thank God that I still have my dad.
Yeah. Ooh.
And I have my dad-in-law as well.
Right.
So I've seen a lot of men be dads.
Right. So you've seen different models.
Different models, for sure. And because my grandfathers didn't die till I was in my 20s, I remember them as how they modeled as a grandfather for me and how they were with their own children.
Right.
So I'm glad I'm a part of this today because it doesn't seem too long ago that my husband, my children's father, Michael, and I were raising our kids. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that far along that we've come now. So.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, one thing that I think more and more people are realizing is just the importance of the role of a father in the family.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I think there used to be the traditional mindset that the father's job was to be the breadwinner. So they would go out to earn the money, they would go make the money, and they would, you know, earn the salary, they would work, and they would bring home the bacon.
Yes,
right?
Ooh,
that's right.
Who doesn't
bring
like
home
bacon?
The money.
And so that was kind of their main role. And, you know, when it comes to the children and taking care of the children, raising the children, that was the mom's job.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. That's how it used to work for sure.
But I think more and more studies are showing that it is important for the fathers to be involved in the child rearing. And that's what we'll be talking about today. The title of our article is, When It Comes to Education, Dads Matter a Lot. All right, so how much do dads matter, and what are the benefits of having dads involved in the children's education and raising children? Well, let's find out from our article. Our article today is on page 12 of our Advanced magazine, so you can join us on your mobile device or in your magazine. All right, well, we'll start at the top of the page, and then we'll discuss a little bit more.
When it comes to education, dads matter a lot. Everyone benefits when fathers get involved in their kids' education. There's no shortage of studies that prove that parents, meaning mom and dad, make a difference. In fact, the more parents are involved, the better the kids do. Unfortunately, far too many schools use the word parents as a synonym for moms. Ignoring dads this way does more damage than simply shortchanging our children. Need proof? When dads get involved, they're sending a clear message that they care about their kids and value education. Their children, in turn, have better problem-solving skills, are more persistent and more confident, and are more interested in exploring the world around them. Tend to do better on standardized tests, have better math and verbal scores, and score higher on IQ and other intelligence tests. Perform better in school and have more fun while they're there. About half of kids with involved dads get mostly A's, compared to only about a third when dads are not involved. In fact, dads' level of involvement is a better predictor than mom's that a child will get top grades. Are half as likely to have ever repeated a grade, 7% versus 15% for children of less involved dads, according to a survey sponsored by the National Center for Education Statistics, NCES. Are nearly half as likely to have ever been suspended, 10% versus 18% for kids of less involved dads. Are more likely to be involved in extracurricular activities. Are more likely to become responsible adults. Have fulfilling careers. And have solid marriages.
All right, so when it comes to education, dads matter a lot. And our deck says everyone benefits when fathers get involved in their kids' education. Would you agree with that, Lois?
I would definitely agree with that. I do believe that kids do better with both parents involved in their education. It's like you're both being cheerleaders, mm-hmm. and it's encouraging to the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when we raised a son, our oldest, and a daughter, our youngest,
mm-hmm.
it really helped that Michael would be part of the whole educational package for the kids. It wasn't
right.
just the teachers and me. Mm-hmm. It was him as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think there's a reason God designed families to have a mother and a father.
That's
They're
right.
both very important. And, you know, for me, from a young age, I don't know where it came from, but there was always this heart, this desire in me to be a father.
That's
I wanted
great.
Children, and I never questioned whether I should be involved in my children's lives, and I always thought it was important for me to help to change the diapers and to do all those things, and I never even assumed that it was just, you know, well, it's just my wife's job.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, even with me, Campbell, and Albert having my first child in 1987, I never thought my husband was the babysitter.
Right.
He was part of the package because he was the father.
Right.
And so if I went out, he was just looking after his kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, you know, for me, I think one thing I've observed in society is just when the fathers are absent and when fathers aren't around, sometimes problems occur, you know, actually more often than when they are around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, being present and being involved doesn't mean that you're just living in the same house,
mm.
right? And it means actually interacting and having a relationship, right? And especially now in this modern age with all these digital devices, it's easy to be in the same room but not together.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Sure does.
So our article here says there's no shortage of studies that prove that parents, meaning mom and dad, make a difference. So why does this author make a point to insert that, meaning mom and dad?
Well, because if, you know, you go a few lines down, it says that schools typically use the word parents as a synonym for moms, meaning that, oh, it's the mother's responsibility. It is up to her to oversee and take care of the children's education.
Mm. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I just think that even to this day, you know, we always say don't assume or don't have assumptions. Schools just think it's mothers that are involved mm-hmm. in the kids' education,
right.
especially at maybe the elementary and middle school years or mm-hmm. junior high years.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I know with our children, especially once they got older, I would start sending my husband and going, you know what? You need to have a conversation with the teacher. You need to hear what the teacher's saying. The teacher needs to hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And involving my husband, not always. Sometimes I think moms run to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they need to back away. And it's time for dad to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be attributed or partly to just the way historically things have been set up. You know, for many years, generations ago, men would be the breadwinner, like Campbell mentioned earlier, and wives would have more, quote unquote, free time. I know in my instance, in my experience, my dad had more overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so for like PTA meetings or mm-hmm. parent-teacher meetings, what we call,
mm-hmm.
my mom would have the time available to mm-hmm. leave work and show up at night at school and meet with teachers and become the representative of the family in terms of adults, you know, and she would converse and interact and question, ask questions.
Right. Yeah, I mean, traditionally the parenting roles, we've been talking about the dad goes out to work, and so a lot of times they're not home,
right,
to help with the children's homework, as Albert was saying, to go to the, you know, parent-teacher conferences, etc.
Right.
So a lot of times dads are less involved, and as a result, a lot of teachers in schools just assume, you know, moms are the ones that should be helping out.
Yeah. And, you know, some schools, I know I had this experience when we lived in British Columbia, they said if there's a mom and dad involved, we want them both at the parent-teacher meetings.
Right.
We don't want to just see one parent. We want to see you both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's important, you know, because, you know, I think a lot of times, unintentionally, schools kind of ignore the fathers because they don't usually see them because they're usually working,
right?
But that's a problem, right? So the next paragraph here says, ignoring dads this way does more damage than simply shortchanging our children. What does that mean, to shortchange someone?
Well, shortchange, we have it in our vocabulary focus, means to treat someone unfairly by giving them less than they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I think in society for a long time, dad was a secondary parent.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that's so wrong.
Right. Yeah, definitely. You know, I've just been told recently, I mean, it was such a big part of our culture here in Asia. I've been told recently, just like, well, what's the big deal? You know, why, you know, what's the big deal for you not to be home? You know, your job is to make the money. You should just go and, you know, everyone does that, right? You know, dads are away all the time, you know, and the children are fine. And, you know, in my mind, you know, I didn't argue with the person, but in my mind, I was just like, not really, they're not okay, you know? And, you know, I would actually, honestly, I know there are a lot of fathers who listen to this program, I really want to encourage you to get more involved in your children's lives, you know? You know, children need a lot more than just money.
Right.
Right?
They sure do. You know, I'm so pleased with a father in the building we live in. He was working in another country. He was always away from his two boys. Mm. And now they have decided the two boys were suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now back here in the country I live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so pleased. And I see the boys have settled down.
Mm-hmm.
Their behavioral problems have seemed to disappear.
Right.
And they seem a lot happier. They have both mom and dad.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, both mom and dad are important. You know, children, it's not just enough for them to be fed and clothed and all that stuff. You know, there is something about the father's presence in a family and in a child's life, and even in the wife, right?
Right.
I think there is something about a father being there, physically present, emotionally present, that makes a difference. And we have a lot of proof here in our article, right? So the next paragraph says, when dads get involved, they're sending a clear message that they care about their kids and value education, right? So the children, it's important for the children to know that their dads, that their fathers love and care for them. And what are some of the benefits? What's the first benefit that we list here? It says their children, in turn,
well, they have better problem-solving skills. You know, they are more persistent and confident. So this means that, you know, if they have a failure, they will not give up so easily.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're more interested in exploring the world around them. And I felt like this, you know, makes a lot of sense. Looking back on it, you know, I feel like whatever my dad's interest was in when I was a child, I would, like, gravitate towards it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He really liked working on cars, and I would get interested in it as well, just to spend time with him and interact with him. So I feel like, conversely, if my dad pay more attention to the education side, you know, I feel like I can see, oh, that linkage where, like, I'm seeing that there's value and there is importance and emphasis placed on education.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, it does make a difference.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason they're better at problem solving and they're more persistent, more confident, is because they're more secure, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have more, they sense like they are protected, right? And in a way, the father's job is to offer that sense of protection and that shelter and that, you know, I'll cover you. I've got your back.
Yeah.
You know, and so that allows kids to have that security to go and explore and not be afraid to make mistakes.
Right. And a father, when you were talking about this exploring the world around them, a father will often take you down a different avenue than your mom did, did or is going to.
Right.
So that's also good. It's like your kids get a world that's very interesting, and there's a balance too. And I know my husband was very much involved in both our son and daughter playing baseball, but particularly our son in the older years. And he was also involved with our daughter with soccer, and just having that there, it was like, well, I couldn't really be there because maybe I was working or maybe I was getting dinner ready or whatever, but he was a part of that.
Right.
And so it's a good interest to have with your children as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think in my family, you know, my wife is more conservative, and I know a lot of moms are as well. They're more, they want to protect the children. They're in the sense that they don't want them to get hurt. But I feel like the father, or at least for me, I'm more willing to just, you know, take risks, quote unquote, because I know I can take, you know, but allow them to explore, allow them to do, quote unquote, more dangerous things, you know, and so I feel like having the father there kind of allows them to kind of explore in areas where the moms might be more, you know, protective and like conservative and reserved.
Well, you know what us moms always say, if we just have two kids, we go, oh yeah, we really have three.
Because
of our husband. So there's more the play factor, right?
Yeah.
There's often more the play factor with the dad.
Yeah, I mean, just the simplest, something as simple as, like, I like to throw my children up in the air, you know, and every time I do that, you know, I feel like my wife has gotten used to it, but, you know, she's always like, oh, watch out, be careful, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so what is the second benefit here?
Well, the second benefit is kids tend to do better on standardized tests, have better math and verbal scores, and score higher on IQ, which, you know, this kind of builds upon the previous point we mentioned. It's like, you know, there's better confidence, better follow through, not quitting, not giving up. Mm-hmm. And this would translate well into when you're testing or studying for tests and, you know, taking them as well. So it kind of builds upon it, and it just gives kids more abilities and room to grow.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. And what is the third benefit here?
It says perform better in school and have more fun while they're there. About half of kids with involved dads get mostly A's, compared to only about a third when dads are not involved. In fact, dad's level of involvement is a better predictor than mom's that a child will get top grades.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if we can, we do studies and we see whether, you know, if a father is involved, you know, more likely they're able to do better than if just the mom is involved.
Right. So this in addition to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's really interesting. So why do you think that is? Why do you think having a father involved as compared to just having a mom involved will help them do better in school?
Well, I think it's just where maybe the parent interests lie, or maybe there's a time where for a man, maybe when he comes home from work, sometimes maybe this is unwinding for him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's so different to help his children that maybe it's actually kind of relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly that is really good at helping the children. I know for our daughter, my husband was very involved in helping her with her grade 9 math. And I remember the teacher, we ran into the teacher one day, my daughter and I, and she said, I just want you to know, your dad and I got you through that math.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because he was her tutor. And I think it was just, this is kind of a different role for me,
mm-hmm.
really helping my child get math. He really wanted Deborah to get math, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I really like what Lois brought up. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, dads are required to work longer hours, and when they get home, you know, I know some dads that would just unwind, you know, which is well-deserved. You know, it's not a knock against them, but, you know, to unwind and, you know, turn on the TV, and the kids will want to hang out with the dad because they haven't been able to see him all day, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they would hang out with the dad watching TV, and that kind of becomes, like, the focal point. Whereas, like you were saying, like, if they would sit down and focus on maybe, like, math problems or a subject they're having trouble with school, it'll place the spotlight on that and be like, oh, this is important, this is what we should be doing.
Right, yeah.
Like, I can remember with my own father, one of the things I loved doing with him, my sister and I, because I came from a family of two girls. When he would come home for work, we let him get changed, and then we wanted to wrestle. We always wanted to get down on the carpet. We had really thick carpet, right, and wrestle. It was fun, and I think it was fun for my dad, too. It was something completely different than sitting at a desk all day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely enjoy, you know, tickling and just getting physical with my children, you know, my two girls. And I think they enjoy that. You know, they need that kind of, you know, that stimulation as well, you know. All right. Well, as we continue, we see also that they are half as likely to have ever repeated a grade. So 7% of children with involved dads compared to 15% less involved dads repeat grades. So they're more likely to perform better academically, right?
Right. So, I mean, like, just to clarify, repeating a grade means where you don't pass that grade level and you have to start.
You have to take that grade again, right?
And
you have to go another year in that grade, right? And this is according to a survey sponsored by the National Center for Education Statistics. Okay, and we have a little sidebar at the bottom. Can you read that sidebar down there, Albert? It says, parents learn more too.
Yes, so the NCES study found that when parents are actively involved in their kids' schools, they are more likely to visit museums and libraries, participate in cultural activities with their children, and have high educational expectations for them.
Right. So in general, it's better for parents to be involved, you know. And I was just talking to some parents yesterday about, you know, homeschooling. And for them, their philosophy is, you know, I only get this short window of time with my children, you know, and I want to maximize that as much as possible, right? Okay, and next it says, are nearly half as likely to have ever been suspended. Have either of you been suspended from school?
No, and either were my children.
That's good.
And either was my husband.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah, that's good, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, so what does it mean to be suspended, Albert?
It means where the student is either doing poorly in terms of grades or homework academically, or in terms of their relationship with other students or teachers where they're being rowdy or what we call bad. And so they will be asked to stop going to school for a period amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it's a punishment for some sort of misbehavior, right? So not so much academically, you know, like I don't think I've ever heard of anybody being suspended because they're doing bad in terms of grades, but performance-wise, like in terms of behavior.
Right, like lashing out at a fellow student or lashing out at your teacher or principal.
Yeah, getting into fights, things like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. So they're less likely to have behavioral problems is basically what this is saying, okay? And they are more likely to be involved in extracurricular activities. So your activities outside of school, right? And so we have a sidebar there at the bottom right-hand corner of page 13. Lois, can you read that for us?
Yes. Extracurricular activities. On average, children who have interests outside of school have fewer behavioral problems and are less likely to get involved with drugs or alcohol or become teen parents than those with no outside activities. So in the country I come from, Canada, this does not mean tutoring time.
No, no.
And this does not mean going to another class to get your grades up.
No.
This means getting active.
Right. So being on a sports team, joining a club.
Or maybe taking ballet lessons or golf or something.
Right.
Because it's developing the whole child.
Exactly.
And most children need to blow off steam after sitting in school for 6 or 7 hours a day.
Right. So activities outside of school, outside of academics.
That's right.
Right. So as we were saying, teams, sports teams, clubs, you know, ballet, arts, music, etc., things like that. Okay? And lastly, they are more likely to become responsible adults, have fulfilling careers, and have solid marriages. And I think this is simply a result of everything that we just talked about earlier, right? So when you are more confident, you're better at problem solving, when you do better in school, you are more likely to become a responsible adult, and it's just all tied together.
I'm seeing that with my two kids now that one is 27 and one's almost 30, and they fit this, so that's good.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, we have one last little paragraph here, and it talks about benefits and how benefits abound. So let's read that together.
Benefits abound. Being involved in their children's school helps dads understand that they're just as important in their children's lives as moms are. Last but not least, schools benefit from father involvement too. Involved parents tend to have a higher opinion of teachers and give them more support. Not surprisingly, teacher morale is higher and the schools have a better reputation in the community.
So being involved in their children's school helps dads understand that they're just as important in their children's lives as moms are. And we just want to really emphasize this, okay? Just once again, guys, you know, fathers out there, it's not enough to just provide money. You know, that's important, but children need you in their lives.
Right, and I just want to make sure that they're clear, because we're listening, the people listening to this are both moms and dads. We're not trying to diminish the role of mothers
at all. Not at all.
And we, you know, salute mothers, and we're also focusing on this right now because the third Sunday in June is Father's Day.
Right, yes.
So that's another reason why we have this parenting article.
Right.
But Campbell, what you're bringing to our attention is excellent.
Yeah, I mean, being a mom is one of the hardest jobs in the world, so we are definitely not diminishing the role of a mom. But unfortunately, most dads will just say, hey, well, that's the mom's job. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to say here is no, you know, fathers, you need to be involved as well. So dads, you are important too. And last but not least, schools benefit from fathers' involvement too. Involved parents tend to have a higher opinion of teachers and give them more support. And therefore, teachers do a lot better. And we will see you next time right here on Advanced Studio Classroom. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. Take care, friends.